WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 823. Partly sunny and 79 today.
So here's what happened. I am, next week, we're on the show's on vacation, mm-hmm. and towards the end of the week, I'm going to the Keys with a couple of buddies of mine, do some fishing. I'm going to do some scuba diving, that kind of stuff. And it happened fairly last minute. I think we booked it the end of last week. Well, I got an email yesterday that my son has his first soccer tournament that same weekend. And I'm sitting there going, ugh. Now, here's the deal. Like, the airfare is already done.
Yeah.
The condo that I got through a friend of mine.
Oh, so it's dependent
on
you.
Paid for it, so it's dependent on me. What I do know is that he would not be happy if that was rented to us and I'm not there.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I kind of have to go. I really want to go. I've been looking forward to it. But now I feel horrible for missing my son's first tournament. Now, it is going to be the first of many. And I've coached him the entire time, the 3 years he's been playing.
Then why do you feel so bad?
Because it's his first tournament. It's big.
Right.
It's big. It's big for him. You know, it's like he feels like he's kind of gone to, like, now he's playing that, what do they call it? Like, pre-academy program or whatever it is. Like, it's a big deal.
Okay. So why don't you move the trip a little bit? Like a day or two? Just a day?
I can't. They can't. The air's already done, so they got to pay all that for it. The two guys that I'm going with, one of them is dependent on his wife taking off of work. She already put that vacation time in, so then she would have to move that. The other one already put his vacation time in.
So you're stuck there. So, like, so you can't even adjust a little bit?
I can't adjust, and we're not going until Thursday late afternoon. It's not like we're going down Thursday morning. And I can fly back Sunday, like Saturday morning, and make most of it and have 2 days down there, whatever.
Right.
I just feel like such a dick. And Nicole's looking at me. Nicole wants me to go because she knows I have a lot of stuff going on in my personal life, and she knows that I need this.
Oh, wants you to go not to the soccer tournament? She wants you to go on vacation?
She wants me to take the vacation, but I'm sitting there trying to say, like, I need to be home. I need to be at this thing for him.
Right, right.
So I'm like, and what got me was when I told Joseph, I was like, good news and bad news. And I was like, good news is you're playing in your first soccer tournament. He goes, what's the bad news? I said, the bad news is I'm not going to be there. And he had this look on his face. I was like, oh, God.
He's playing you.
No, I don't think he was playing me. Yeah.
Aren't you his coach or something?
I'm an assistant on this team.
Hmm.
I'm an assistant. But I just found out via email. Like, I wasn't in on the process where I would have said, listen, I'm not, if you need me to handle any of this, I'm not here. I don't know, man. I don't know what to do. I feel like a dick. I do. I feel like a dick.
Well, if you cancel the whole thing, two other guys lose out on their weekend they already have planned, plus it affects other people who took days off for them to go.
Those guys can then put the money that we put towards this and get a different place to stay, I guess. I don't know how much it would be.
Yeah.
You know? We decided to go to Isla Mirada because that's where the condo was that we were getting a good deal on.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know. I need you to make me feel good here. Never mind. Step away. Brett.
Yeah, I know. I really thought you could adjust it. Maybe that would be the solution. Adjust this. You could do both.
It's okay to be a bad father.
You're a dick.
No. Listen, but in this situation, you're okay.
Yeah.
If you knew about it ahead of time and you made the plan,
I would never.
Then you're a dick.
Then I'm a dick, right?
You're like 95% not a dick.
There's a lot of bad fathers out there. The world keeps spinning.
95%?
In this situation.
95?
Other situations I can't comment on at the moment.
What about the 5?
5% on, that's the dick part.
Well, I figured that out, but I would like to erase that. I forget it.
You know there's only one thing to do.
827, Ted S. Traffic.
Your BAB, Sunrise Toyota.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. 831. I mean, it's a tough spot to be in. JP had a weekend plan next weekend with the guys going fishing, and now just finds out yesterday that his son has his first ever soccer tournament next weekend.
Right.
And you're going to miss it because you got people, you guys are traveling, it's all set up.
I got friends involved in the whole thing, and we're staying at this place because of a connection that I had, and if I'm not there, then they can't use it, and da-da-da-da-da.
And so you feel bad.
I feel bad for my son. Yeah, I feel like a bad, like I'm missing a moment, like a first. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe you should. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yes, can you play Cats in the Cradle for JP? Just a little bit of it, just so they can feel
That's
better.
Awesome.
I hope your tire falls off at some point today.
All right.
Ted, don't you love Roger's fake laugh?
No, that was funny. That was a great request. Listen to this, you horrible father.
Turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And then he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. And said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him.
Right. He's still gonna look up to me. I got no problem with this.
No, well, what he's talking about is you not playing catch with him and you not coming to soccer tournament. He's gonna be just like you in the future and he will neglect you when you get old.
Yeah, so that's all right.
It's gonna happen.
No, he's busy putting bread on the table for his family.
That's right.
He understood
the kids are sick and
he understood the plight of his father. That's what happened there. And yeah, when he got older, he went and asked his dad for the keys. He doesn't have time to hang out with his old man and his old man's a little
that's
upset.
Right.
I get it. I'm prepared for that.
Another great request.
That's it. Terrific.
102.3 WBAB.
And now JoJo's crying.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger.
That was fun.
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 8:36. JP's situation next weekend. Well, 2 weekends away. Is a problem. He's already got a fishing trip booked with his buddies and now finds out yesterday his son Joe has his first ever soccer tournament at 7 and a half, young, impressionable years old.
No, 8. Well, he's 8 next week, 2 weeks.
Right. Much, much older and more mature. He'll understand it completely.
Exactly.
Missing the biggest moment in his young life.
Nah, it's not the biggest moment.
Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Hey, JP, listen.
Yo.
Your son will get over it a lot faster than your friends will. They'll always remember if you don't go.
That's
fun.
He loves you. He'll get over
it. Yeah, remember that time we were supposed to go to Isla Mirada? We had all that stuff planned, and you screwed us over? Yeah, that's a good point.
It's funny. Grown men won't get over it.
No.
An 8-year-old will.
An 8-year-old will.
Yes. I'm telling you. I raised kids. I've got grandchildren. If they love you, they get over it. It's your friends. They'll stab you in the back if you don't go.
That's the truth. Take care, man.
And you're going fishing, JP. Come on. I'll go if you don't want to go.
Yeah, I know.
You probably have a lot of people who'd like to go.
Yeah.
Poor Joseph.
He's going to be fine.
BAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 8:42, partly sunny and 79. JP, it became a problem for my partner yesterday when he got the email saying that his son's very first soccer tournament would be in a couple weekends. Problem is, he had already booked a fishing weekend with the buddies, and everybody's dependent on you to go, and there's money locked in, and now you have a problem. Can't
correct.
Go to Joseph's tournament is your decision so far, but you feel very bad about
and
it.
And I will make sure I will FaceTime him before and after every game. Once I get the schedule and I know what's going on, I'll be able to FaceTime him before and after the games. I don't have a choice. What am I going to do? I'm going to cancel it to the tune of, you know.
Financially, it'll hurt you. It'll hurt them.
Yeah, I mean,
it'll hurt your friends as well.
It won't crush me, but other people then won't be able to go because the condo won't be available to them. That's why.
Apparently, we have someone named Joseph on the line. JoJo, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is JP's son, Kong, from 2036. Dad, I need bail money. You know, you missed that soccer tournament, and, you know, me and my therapist from San Quentin.
Well, JoJo, in 2036, sorry to hear, it's been so rough.
Yeah, you know, if you would have just came down one game, you can always go fishing later.
Thanks, Joe, for calling. Poor Joseph. The sidelines with his sad eyes.
Turn the other way.
Aww.
I don't want to see you cry.
Maybe there's a tear in his eye.
Everybody hurts.
Oh, another big request for Joe.
Sometimes.
R.E.M., Everybody Hurts.
The first two were flops. I'll give you this one.
We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl.
Fishing theme.
Year after year.
Boy, Joseph's iPod is sad.
Hey, DJ Jazzy Brett, you done over there yet or what?
Yeah, I think we're good now.
Oh, good.
There you go. 844.
People.
Partly Sunny.
I know JP's a bad dad.
I wrote this song for a horrible father.
Paul Stanley, who was never home, even thinks you're a bad dad.
Yeah.
I take my kids on the road.
Yeah. Partly
if they don't go, I don't go.
Thank you, Paul.
People. Can you say people for me?
People!
There you go.
I know JP's a bad dad drinking his cold gin without his kids.
Here's Ted with traffic.
He's a drunk! Whoa!
Your VAV Sunrise Toyota, Long Island traffic on the east end, getting some heavy rain this morning, some wet road conditions. Sunrise Highway westbound, slow traffic into Sills Road, and then again into Route 112. Southern State eastbound is heavy into the sag at exit 41. Northern Parkway westbound, slow into Deer Park Avenue as well.